72 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. A little bit of fog in some parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. As the day goes on, we expect it to be mostly sunny with a high around 90 degrees, and it should be a pretty dry weekend. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A state fair ride malfunctioned Wednesday night, injuring 9 people. News Channel 5 reports 4 of them were taken to the emergency room but not admitted to the hospital. The ride was a wave swinger, one of those rides with individual swings hanging from a tilt-a-whirl type body. State officials issued a cease and desist for the ride at the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair until it's fully inspected. Under state law, that inspection will be conducted by a third-party organization, not by a government agency. Republican State Representative Jason Zachary of Knoxville says he's working up legislation to place stricter requirements on automotive license plate readers and surveillance cameras. Zachary says that the legislation is in its infancy, and he's working with law enforcement to address their concerns. The proposal focuses mainly on how local governments use the cameras, including those from tech companies like Flock.
We have to think, in our role, we have to think about Memphis to Mountain City. And what I have discovered is there are so many agencies that have no type policy and procedures. Some have no policy and procedures. There are many municipalities that don't have policy and procedures. So what are they doing with that data other than the loose parameters we have set as a state where it can't be stored longer than 90 days? What is being done with that data?
Zachary says the draft is aimed at ensuring only certified law enforcement personnel have access to that data and creating strict penalties for those who abuse it. The proposal comes amid bipartisan opposition against Flock-branded cameras in particular. Critics argue the cameras enable mass surveillance. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into Ascension St. Thomas. News Channel 5 has confirmed that 4 surgical patients were given potassium instead of the painkiller intended for their epidurals. That can have catastrophic effects on the nervous and circulatory systems. Several patients went into cardiac arrest, and some were left paralyzed. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org, and you are listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.